Welcome to the Mirror Blend podcast. I'm Jeff Rigler.
And I'm Sam Bakley.
Hey, Sam, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a pretty busy week. How about you?
Yeah, same. It's actually, I know we've talked about this off mic, but it's really tough sticking to, you know, schedules and trying to make the game work and get the time in on the engine. Or Blender, really. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been feeling kind of the same recently. I think it's just been one of those weeks, you know. I mean, but it's the way it is, right? You know, you're going to have weeks that are more productive or less productive than others, or more things going on than others, right? I mean, you know, I know that there's been a lot going on in your world and, you know, a lot going on in mine. And, I mean, today I only got about 30 minutes, I'm telling you, 30 minutes in Unreal today. It was just enough to essentially watch one tutorial video and learn a little bit about, you know, creating motion animations and utilizing motion animations that, you know, already exists right in my game. So
That's great, because that's 30 more minutes than I got
today. That's all right. That's what I'm saying. Man. It happens like that sometimes. But,
I do plan on firing up the engine tonight.
Heck yeah. So you got stuff you got to work on in Paul Bunyan?
Well, honestly, I mean, I'll be working on Paul Bunyan getting, I actually have to use OBS and send some screen captures over to Mark and Dave, just to give them an update on, again, I think I talked about this in the last one, is the pickups for health and, pickups for, you know, stamina. All coded in C++, and then I'm not sure if I should make the pickup for Paul Bunyan a pine cone or a stone, or like a rock or a stone. I mean, these are the kind of things that I think about, Sam. This is what I'm worried about right now.
Honestly, I think that's an important thing to worry about, right? Because I mean, that's game immersion right there. You know, I immediately, just from an outside perspective, vibed with the pine cone idea. You know, I think it's it's thematic, right? I think that's what you're looking for. Like, it's thematic.
And
so I think that, you know, that's just my perspective, but we'll see what the other folks think.
That's true. But then the only thing is, though, is he's traveling across country.
Yep.
And there's parts of the country that don't have pine cones.
Interesting. Okay. So now we're in more context about it.
But stones are everywhere, right?
Everywhere. Yes. So I think that you got an idea there.
So that's. Okay, I think I solved my problem, man. I'm just talking to you.
Look at that. That's how it goes. So, okay, so I got a question for you here, right?
Yeah.
So you have now been coding, right, for the folks at home who are thinking, right, like, oh, well, what does it take to code something like that? Or what does it take to produce, you know, a pickup system, right? Mm-hmm. How much time do you think you spent total on this so far?
On the pickup system?
On the pickup system, yeah.
Oh, well, just the pickup system. Like 2 days, it could be less, only because I had to start and stop and then come back to it.
But
I've been coding, you know, in this for like 4 months now, which I thought I would be like, be done with these first two levels in 2 months, which kind of seems like I was over project, you know, a little over eager on that. And once you get into the thick of it, you realize you can't do this as quickly. I guess you could if you didn't care about all of the quality or anything, I guess.
Well, yeah, but when you're trying to produce something that looks good, you know, it's okay to take a little bit of extra time on it. But, you know, realistically, I mean, you know, that's just a normal way of how it's going to go, I think, right? You know, you'll have something that is, you know, you get on the surface level of it and you're thinking like, okay, I got this. This is easy. This is going to take no time at all. Right. And then you kind of get into the weeds and, you know, things you weren't expecting kind of pop up or whatever. Yeah. And you start and stop and, you know, suddenly it's taking a little while longer. But, you know, again, it's better than throwing out something that's not great and just to put something out there. Right. You know, it's better to take that time, put on the
ball. And then, you know, as we talked about before, you know, with the story, you're, you know, developing along the lines of the story and why the story is important. And, you know, using Fab, getting some higher quality models that you can find, or going into Blender and making, you know, props yourself.
I actually wondered about that, and I was going to ask you about it, you know, because obviously I think about like Paul Bunyan, right? Mm-hmm. And that is not, at least in my mind, right? You know, I mean, it's a very popular figure up here in Maine, but not something that I expect to have a lot of like previously made resources. So is that, did you utilize Blender quite a bit in this process?
A little bit. The beanie, which yep. I haven't seen. I actually haven't, I don't think you've seen an update with him with his beanie on, but yeah. I'm thinking, but no, I went ahead and had some pre-made. There's so many axes, so I didn't have to really worry about the axes.
Yeah.
But he himself was actually made in Blender. I was not the Blender artist, but when you do see Paul Bunyan running around, that's Blender in action right there.
I think that's really cool, you know, because like for people like me, especially, you know, that I've, my experience with Blender so far is making the donut. It's cool. Like, it's interesting to me to see something that comes from it. That's like, holy cow, this is so much more advanced than the place that I'm at now. Right. Yeah. Like I was watching some YouTube videos and some shorts kind of on Blender the other day. And it was saying like, oh, this is an idea of what you can expect. And I guess I completely had almost not even a full understanding of what exactly Blender was capable of until I saw those videos. I almost thought it was just like to make, you know, small animations or 3D assets itself, but to make, you know, full on scenes and things
movie Flow or whatever, that won that Academy Award, was all on Blender. Isn't that crazy?
That's incredible. I actually had no idea about that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He God, I wish I knew his name. I should probably research that before I say. But I can't believe I'm blanking out on his name. But yeah, Flow was done entirely in Blender, and it's pretty remarkable.
Well, okay, so that's the movie about the cat, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's it.
Okay. So I haven't seen that one.
It's on I think it might be on Netflix right now.
Oh, that's good. Someone just logged into their Netflix on my TV at the shop, so that's perfect timing.
Oh wow,
I'm killing it, because I've been a Hulu guy myself, so you know, I'm not in the Netflix world, at least I wasn't until recently, but I'll have to check that out. That's incredible that something like that, and I actually was just kind of searching it up to now, and I'm seeing just kind of the way this looks, even just like I look at the poster for it, right? Like the movie poster for it.
Yeah.
These visuals are just stunning, you know, and I'm kind of getting a little bit of like into the trailer now. These visuals are just stunning. It's incredible that this was produced in Blender.
And I think, I mean, God, I don't know if any of our listeners out there can remember Blender from like 15 years ago or something, where I can remember touching it going, oh yeah, it's free, it's so clunky, I don't know, you know. And now to like use Blender, it's like using a higher end, you know, 3D modeling program that people have done for, well, I mean, it's free, it's crazy, you know,
entirely. Yeah. And I think that's the interesting thing to me is like, you know, you say the same thing, right? You know, you never would have expected, right, you know, 15 years ago where it is now, right? And now that it's producing an Oscar-winning movie, right? Yeah. So I also see, I don't know, I think that's the thing that's so interesting to me about animation and like 3D modeling. And because I even see like, you know, okay, again, and for everyone who's in here that's using Unreal, right, you've all seen this too, as I open up Unreal, it's, oh yeah, Unreal for, you know, video and for creating movies and things like that, right? And so I think that these combination of resources, soon you're going to see people creating things that, you know, we haven't expected. And
oh yeah, Mandalorian, you know, the Mandalorian does all their special effects within Unreal. It's pretty crazy.
That's incredible. That's what I'm saying. I think that's incredible. And I think the one thing that's really cool to even think about the future of that is, well, what does that look like for, You know, because we know, right? I mean, you know, we've both played video games our lives. We've seen video game movies come and go. Everyone has. Usually they're pretty bad. What does this mean for the transition and kind of like the fluidity, if that's a word I'm thinking of? It is 9:45 where I am. Going from a video game animation to a movie animation, right? And creating a product that has that quality, right? Because, you know, a lot of video game movies were live action and maybe they weren't so great or, you know, whatever. There were some better ones than other. I was a Resident Evil fan. But like, I think of like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or whatever, right? That was, you know, obviously that was animated, right? But the idea that like a video game concept or, you know, like a comic concept or something like that can fluidly transition.
Yeah, exactly.
The Netflix one. See, I am a Netflix pro. So that I think is so cool, and I'm interested to see where that how we're able to kind of blur the lines between movie and video game and cinematic video game and cut scenes in video games and how we just kind of, you know, go into a new level of realism or closer realism in animation.
I say it every podcast, but very exciting times. You know, we're only limited by our, you know, imagination, and obviously some, even with the skill sets, you can find someone to help out. I definitely use Udemy. I know you're looking at Blender Guru on YouTube, but this guy, his name's Darren Lyle, and I'll send over a link. He does this amazing like Lego tutorial, a little Lego guy in Blender.
Okay.
I'll send it over because the exciting part about it is he also animates it for a game engine where, you know, you can jump, run, walk, everything you would need to have a character interact in a, you know, in the engine.
Yep. So,
yeah, he's great. I don't know. There's something about his teaching style. It really flowed. And that's when I really learned Blender was from Darren Lyle. So a little shout out for him.
Incredible. And I think that we could probably find some links to give folks in like the description or whatever.
Yes.
If they want to check that out as well.
Definitely.
Awesome. So tell me anything else that, you know, you got going on right now. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about, we got really into Blender stuff there. But I know you had some other stuff that you really wanted to dig in about what you were looking at. What else is on your agenda?
People that I love, learning from and using. And so, Vince Petrelli with Udemy, what's so exciting is he does the gameplay animation system in Unreal. So I'm learning that, but he has, there's two different tutorials that I'm going to utilize and use in the game. And one is, using Niagara effects for weather. So that, you know, that opening scene in Paul Bunyan with the snow and everything. Well, I'm going to actually with the help of Vince's tutorial, make like a real snowstorm at the beginning of the game.
Heck yeah.
So using the Niagara effects to do that. And then his other tutorial, which is so amazing, is a climbing system. Like, you know, you've played games in that where you come up to a ledge and if you jump and I think, you know, Assassin's Creed is an example, right? Running, jumping, hanging on ledges, pulling yourself up.
I'm sure I'm going to encounter this stuff in my working through this Gorka Games tutorial that I've been working on since it's Assassin's Creed.
I'm sure that I'll
see something similar. So definitely.
Yeah. So, because I do want to make, I think, you know, what makes games fun is that gameplay interaction that we can do to, and utilize those kind of things like climbing and hiking and going up, traversing mountains and that.
Yeah. And it seems like things have come obviously a long way, right? I mean, I've played games where it was like, climbing something was essentially just almost like, just jumping in the right spot, right?
Yeah.
And World of Warcraft was kind of notorious for that. You could get into zones that you were not even supposed to get into just by jumping creatively.
Some bugs in the game there for everyone.
That's right. Yeah. Something for you to find and have fun with. And I think that's where the things have changed so much, and Assassin's Creed is a great example of that. I mean, the climbing mechanics, the way that you can kind of utilize different environments, right? I think is part of what makes it fun. I think about like a game that I played way back in the day that you're probably familiar with as well. Mirror's Edge. Have you played that one?
No. Hero's Edge.
Mirror's Edge.
Okay.
So essentially this was, I want to like kind of to put it in almost dumbed down terms. Right. But it was very much like almost like a part. It was like parkour, the video game. Right.
Oh, cool.
So you're running, you're jumping, you're just gonna like urban environments, you're climbing and you're taking advantage of those environments to like, more creatively get around and more creatively find new paths and new environments. Right. And I think that was like a really good example to me of the potential of like, okay, well, here's what we really can do with,
it's one of my favorite, it's one of my favorite type of gameplays is the being able to run, climb, get to certain areas, within the map. I feel like he's so limited right now because I haven't added that yet. I even have a thing where I haven't done the cinematic yet, but where he runs into like basically a large ice ledge that if he could at least jump higher he would get over it, but it kind of traps him and I'm like, oh, I really have to work on this because I want people to have fun. I don't want it to be like running into like walls and stumbling and that.
Of course. Now, the question I've got for you is, you might know more about this than I do, is that probably has some implications for, well, you've got to create better boundaries within the environment, right? So are you trying to kind of push the limit in how the boundaries will work, make sure he has plenty of room to climb and do things that he wants to do, but without like,
I want to keep it as much as it seems like an open world as possible. Even though it's not like a full on like MMO or whatever, it's just and I've done that in other games. I create you take a cube and make it invisible and create a wall, an invisible wall to keep your character on the straight and narrow, how about those games where it's like you stray too far and it's like turn back or die. And it's like, and it gives you a countdown,
Yes. Yeah. Literally. I see that all the time.
Yeah.
I
might do that. That sounds like fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt to put in a mechanic like that. Right. I mean, you see a lot of times you see that in, modern video games, like you'll see that in like VR games, right. They'll say, oh, turn around or you'll die or go back to the zone or you'll die, right? So that sort of stuff, and it creates those boundaries. But I don't know, I'm excited to see what you end up doing with this. I'm looking forward to when I finally get to play Paul Bunyan, but we'll see.
Thanks.
When it's finally on
screen. A lot of kids that feel that way too, I hope
so too. I think they will. So great resources here. And I'm actually just looking up, while we were talking again, I'm always Googling things while we're talking. I was looking up these resources that you were talking about, the Vince Petrelli resources, super affordable, super high rated. All of his stuff is high rated on Udemy, which I really love. But super high rated, super affordable, and really not a long amount of time. I mean, you're talking, the Niagara VFX course being a 17 and a half hour course, and then the climbing system being a 7 hour course, right? And in terms of, learning something new, and especially in terms of game development, I don't think that's a significant time investment to learn such an important resource.
Yeah, no, it's really not. I have to say too, if anyone hasn't tried working with Vince yet, I love being able to do this podcast because I've had so many horrible teachers that when you find someone that's really good, like either Stephen Uliberry or, you know, and Vince, it just makes it where you're like, man, I love Unreal Engine and this is so amazing, you know?
It really is incredible. I mean, that's the same thing that I've been kind of seeing as I've gone along, right? I mean, what started, again, as I know I said in previous podcasts, but in case we have any new listeners, you know, I kind of started out with what was essentially just a half an hour YouTube video of a gentleman saying, I'm going to make a game in 14 days and see what happens, right? And that's how I got to Unreal Sensei. And that's, you know, now I'm at Gorky Games, right?
Yeah.
And I think that we are coming to the point here, and you can tell me if you feel like you're on the same page here, Jeff, where we definitely can start aggregating some of these super helpful resources and putting them in a place for, you know, the folks who are listening to this where they can have access to it and sure. find those pretty easily.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And I guess we should do a shout out about our Discord page now, right?
Oh, yeah. Discord actually probably is a great place to do that. Yes. So we created a Discord, and we will provide the information to that for all of you who want to join, and we'll be kind of spreading the word about it. Great place for folks who are developing games, interested in developing games, interested in the podcast, just think that we sound really cool. Any of that is going to be really a great place to connect with that in Discord. And we can use that, you know, as a place to put podcast episodes and obviously aggregate resources as well. And just provide good places for everyone to collaborate and ask questions. So get excited about that.
We'll have to, I didn't mean to cut you off there. We'll have to put that, that's definitely something we'll put in the description of the podcast.
For sure. Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, honestly, because I was not even in that zone at the moment. Yeah. So that is cool. Anything else that's been kind of big on your end that you want to share with folks, or you feel like, you know, you've
No, I'm good, man. I have to say, I really like coming together and just talking about this, because it keeps me focused. It comes back to the project and what I really need to work on.
Yeah.
And I can't wait till we eventually have a video podcast where we can actually show some samples of our games and everything that we've been working on.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that as well. And you know, obviously, I don't think there's too much to show on my end right now, but, you know, more every day. And so I think that that's going to be a really exciting time for us. You know, going into next week, I would say, you know, things that I'm excited about are kind of continuing to work on this mobility and to continue to build on this, you know, brand new character, right? I've never created a brand new character from scratch. Yeah. And although someone is guiding me through it, right, you know, my goal for kind of going into next week is to see how that character will flesh out and to start working on the environments that, you know, he operates within. So, you know, I'll probably be starting to take advantage of some of these resources as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. And, for me, I'm just going to focus on setting up the cinematic, areas that I need on the different, cause we're doing three different levels. On the three different levels, I have to actually set up the stage to create a cinematic for that. So
I'm so excited about that, man. I cannot wait to see more of this as it, you know, unfolds. I think folks are going to be really excited to see what's going on with Paul Bunyan and to be a part of the process. And I think it's an inspiration to people, you know, I mean, to see that progress from a small team is, you know, I think it'll definitely inspire the folks who are out there thinking, you know, I couldn't do this or I can't do this or whatever, you know?
Yeah, thanks for, I appreciate the support, Sam.
Of course. Yeah. Well, guys, I know we've talked about a lot today, and we're kind of, you know, it's for a light week, even though we always say, oh, it's a light week or we didn't get much done, I feel like we're always talking about something. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for joining us today. And, you know, we look forward to having you in the Discord and, you know, have you asking us questions and sending us questions on social media, right? Yeah. Anything that you want to kind of shout out on your end, Jeff?
Just please keep downloading Poop Rocket from Steam. It's absolutely free. And we hope to have the Paul Bunyan Steam page up pretty soon as well.
Perfect. Yeah, so you guys can get excited about that.
your game or actually your shop there?
So I mean, pretty much the same old, right? You know, lots of stuff happening at Top Deck. You know, just it's a shop for nerds, it's a shop for gamers. Top Deck Gaming ME on all social media. And soon you guys will be hearing a lot more as well about what I'm working on with the game. I've got some stuff kind of in the works that I'm going to be working or starting to kind of put out, and I'm excited to share what I've got working with you guys once it's developed a little bit more.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Sam. And hey, man, have a great week.
You as well, Jeff. I'll see you next week.